And Carla, if Brian's recording and you getting on interrupts him, it's probably a good reason just to stay on the phone.
Yeah, I'll just stay on. That's fine.
Okay.
There's no feedback this way. I don't have to mute you.
Yeah, it's great.
No, that's good. Yeah, it's still working on updates, so.
Can you do the normal Open Public Meetings Act thing?
I shall. We'll call the meeting to order at 7:02. This is a public meeting of mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, County of Hunterdon, and State of New Jersey. Adequate notice of this meeting has been given in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act, in that the notice of an agenda for this meeting was posted on the bulletin boards in the municipal building and faxed to the Hunterdon County Democrat, the Express Times, the Courier News, the Hunterdon Review, and the Star Ledger. Login information and notice of this meeting were also posted on the township website with access for the electronic meeting. Also posted to the website, we are now including the resolutions on top of the agenda. So, progress.
And the ordinances.
I'm sorry?
And the ordinances.
Oh, all right. I didn't see it.
Good. All right. In that case, may I have a roll call?
Sure. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switwick is absent. Council President Malloy?
Present.
And Mayor Higgins?
Here. So we have a quorum.
We have a quorum.
Yeah. So the first item is going to be the approval of meeting minutes. The regular session meeting minutes from September 9 are first. And I had a chance to read them, so I have no comments. Anybody else?
I've made my comments already to Carla before they were circulated. So.
Yep, same. I had a comment I gave to Carla.
Okay. Well, then can I have a motion, please?
So moved, Mark.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski, you have to abstain. You weren't there. Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. All right, next up there are the executive session meeting minutes from September 9. They're very brief, as you might imagine. Any questions, comments?
Very brief.
Nope, look good to me.
All right.
I'll make the motion.
I'll go ahead and second. What the heck?
Councilman Strauss?
Yeah.
Councilman Kochanowski? You're abstaining.
Abstain, yeah, I wasn't there. Send me.
Yep. Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you. And finally, the regular session meeting minutes from September 23rd. Again, are there any comments? I had a chance to edit them as well.
Not hearing anything. I'll make a motion.
All right.
I'll second Mark.
Oh, Mark's got it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. So we are now up to report. So let's see, Mr. Strauss, Councilman Strauss, have you got anything to report?
Yes, very brief tonight. Clinton Township Board of Ed, they actually have their working meeting tonight as we speak. They are discussing Board of Education, school district, and the interim superintendent goals. Their voting meeting is this coming Monday, October 19th. And as you know, they had some COVID cases pop up at one of the schools, and I believe they're all virtual now.
Okay, thank you.
So that's it for that. Environmental Commission, they met on the first Thursday of this month, which was the first, couldn't read my own handwriting. And they have are reviewing, they're doing the, I guess the township will get, we'll be seeing it shortly, a review of the stormwater ordinance, management ordinance. So they're reviewing some documents to the New Jersey DEP and our current ordinance to make recommendations that would be beneficial to the township. And that's all I have. Oh, I'm sorry. Next meeting is Thursday, November 5th at 8 p.m., which will also be held virtually.
All right. Thank you. I would just note that the township's stormwater management plan is made it down to DEP some time ago after having, you know, been sort of authored by the Highlands folks. There have been comments in the Jersey Register, but there it sits, and we're anxiously awaiting for it to come back to us so we can then, you know, move forward. I just have one quick thing. The planning board met, and we listened to it. It was a capital review from North Hunterdon High School. And if people don't know, these capital reviews are mandatory. They're not, you know, quote unquote, informal. They're a formal review, but the planning board doesn't vote on it. The planning board offers comments and typically will opine as to whether it conforms or is not inconsistent with the township master plan. As it happened, these are all roof mounted solar panels, quite an extensive array. And, you know, it's going to take care of much of the electric consumption of the high school. They happen to conform to our ordinances, so we really had very few comments except, you know, congratulations. It's a nice project. The other thing I thought I would mention, I believe it's public, but I'm not quite sure. And after I talk about it, it will be. There has been a proposition afoot in various sorts of sizes and shapes to have a branch of the County Polytech School located on the North Hunterdon campus. That's been kicking around for, oh gosh, at least a year and a half, and like I said, in various sizes. And it appears that Polytech and the freeholders are very close to settling up on a school that may hold about 200 or so kids who would do academics across the parking lot that would be on the north side of the campus if it's built, and hold about 200 kids. And, you know, they'll, like I said, they'll do academics at the main school. They'll do the Polytech type work or education at the new school. And there was a bond issue floated quite some time ago by the state, in which case the state would take care of three quarters of the construction cost and the county would have to pop for a quarter. So it appears that it's about a $5 million contribution from the county is anticipated and probably a $15 million contribution from the state fund that was appropriated for this. The fly in the ointment right now is the surge that's required to house this or take care of this new building and the students. So I'm going to do my best to help and enlist the help of CTSA and the good council president, Mr. Belay, to see if we can find a way to help make it happen. Because we are out of sewerage. And at the moment, you know, we're not sure of any availability from Clinton Town. So anyway, it's a worthy project. I hope it can progress. I'm glad it finally, advanced past the kind of informal discussion stage. So I'm anxious to see it happen, and I'll do what I can to help it along. That's it for me. And oh, Mr. Kochanowski, I'm sorry, I missed you. My apologies.
It's okay. I have nothing to report.
Okay. Council President Molay.
Oh boy, I'll try to be as quick as I can. and don't forget, part of this, John, is a pseudo administrator report also.
Well, we're doing a lot of that.
Yeah. So October 1st, I met with the Sewer Authority at their meeting, and they introduced their 2021 budget in an effort to keep their fees flat for next year. They are using an extra $50,000 of surplus in their proposed budget, and that would allow for them to not have a rate increase, which I think would be most welcome to the sewer users given the current economic climate. They're budgeting a little bit extra for salaries and wages. They're trying to bring in an extra administrative person there. They've only got Melissa as the CTSA administrator, and they've had some part-time people come and go. So they're hoping to bring somebody in to, I think, have not just some assistance in the office, but also perhaps a succession plan. And they had one resident who returned one unit of capacity in Annandale in the village. So there's one EDU now floating around. So that's a flat budget despite an expected increase of about $35,000 in their expenses. The Historic Commission, we met last Wednesday, and the chair of the committee, or the commission rather, reported out that they met with Polytech. He, Amy Switlick, actually, Rich Shaw from Open Space. They met with some folks at Polytech to take a look at the house. They got some ideas of what Polytech could do and could not do to help restore some of the old Gitlow house that's circa late 18th century that's on the property. Ted Bozzi's going to have some Boy Scouts come out on the 24th, and I'm going to try to make myself available. We'll try to do a little bit of cleanup in and around, and the Boy Scouts can help with the trail down the road too, which will be nice. And they're shooting to do some more work on the spring house that's next to the police station, Tom. So if you see folks poking around Lieutenant DeRosa at the police station on Valley Crest there, they're looking to repair that a little bit as well. Let's see. Rec Committee, I did not attend their meeting. They had an impromptu meeting last Monday at which they discussed what had been floated as a potential Halloween event, a trunk-or-treat type event at Bunt Park. And the interest was, after probably 10 days or so of having floated it to the general public on Facebook, was quite small, and given the increase in the coronavirus rates, they opted as a committee to not move ahead with it. Probably the better part of valor to just kind of step back. From an administrative perspective, we've got the balance of Stanton Mountain Road, and John, you'll have to remind me what that other road is that leads up to Kenlockwood Gorge. I forget it all the time.
Yeah, you come down to the foot of Cokesbury Road and make a right just before the river. It is over hill and dale.
It's a short little stretch, but it is atrocious. It actually made Hermanthal look not too bad before it got paved. So both of those are slated to be milled and paved at the end of the month. Hopefully that stays on track. We've got leaves coming up. Jay and the Public Works crews are getting ready to start. He had indicated on or about October 15th, so I would expect to start seeing them next week. They like to do a little bit of an early route. We're going to put something in the newsletter and on the website. Jay has committed to providing weekly updates that we can post on the website to indicate this road has been done, you had a first pass, and these roads are coming up. And so, in other words, we just finished some roads, and here are the roads we're going to do next. Just to give folks an idea, and we indicated that everybody should have their leaves out no later than November 8th. This way, if you get collected between now and then, it'll be a first pass. But if they've come to your house in your street after that November 8th, expect that'll be the only time. We do have instances of folks putting their leaves out after they've seen the trucks drive by and say, "Come, why didn't you pick up mine?" Trying to think, what else? That's pretty good, I think.
You want to talk about our get together with Renee Jones from?
Sure, we're pursuing, as we know, the funding for preserving the balance of Windy Acres. And John and I met with Renee Jones, who's with the State Green Acres Group, And I think we'll be seeing in the next couple of weeks for our October 28th meeting, hopefully all the pieces fall into place so that we can finalize that application for the funding and get that funding released. We'll, after the end of it, have a, I think we're due about 388 or so from that. And then when we're done, we'll have a balance of about 290 and change that we could potentially use toward a future property in the next couple of years if we identify one. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and I by the way, I'd mentioned, I'm not sure if you heard, I'd mentioned to Lucille earlier that we have all the documents. There were so many attachments to her note to us, I couldn't see a couple down at the bottom. So, I'll be sending them over later tonight or tomorrow, see what you think. It's for the corrective deed. It further encumbers those properties, via Green Acres requirements.
Sounds good.
And speaking of Lucille, I almost forgot. We're making more and more modest progress on the old municipal building. We've got, I think we've got the form of the easement down. We have to take it to the historic trust and get their approval. And in order to do that, we've got to get the developer to submit his plans, his construction plans for approval. So we're tacking along, overcoming some small hurdles, and hopefully with no negative impact to the schedule.
This is like a staircase with an infinite number of steps, it feels.
Tick off one box, five more happen.
Right. So we are getting there. All right. And anybody else? I think we're...
Lieutenant DeRosa's on.
Oh, you're right. Where is he?
I'm here.
There he is. Okay.
How is everybody?
Good. I saw your reports. I didn't have a chance to read them.
Yeah, I was just going to basically, I'll make it quick because feel free to send it to the rest of the council. It'll probably be easier for them to just.
Oh, I didn't realize you hadn't done.
I just sent it to the mayor and you, and I just feel free to send it to him. It'd be easier to read it than me talking because there's three pages. The only other thing really I have to report is, we're getting ready for Halloween. We implemented for Friday and Saturday, really no time off unless it's sick time or personal time. Because, who knows, because it's a weekend and, how it's going to be and, with the COVID and everything. But other than that, just please read the report. And if you have any questions on it, feel free to give me a call.
It's sort of a public fair, forum, Tom. And you were sent us a little note earlier today about a project where your fellows are going to not shave for a month.
Yeah. So it's called No Shave November, but which I allowed them to do. But they also, there's a thing called Double Down December. So you have to participate. If you're participating, you put your own money in. Plus we raise money through, Brian Dixon does it through some site. And then all the money, 100% of the money gets, we're going to team up with Reddington for the Scott Oldenburg Foundation. I don't know if anybody knows. He was a lieutenant there who passed away of cancer. So we give 100%. Last year we did the same thing. We took a nice group picture at their headquarters. So it's really a good cause. And the Double Down December means, don't get me wrong, they have to keep their beards trimmed and they can't be growing them like Grizzly Adams, but... but it's a good cause and forward to it.
I'm glad you said that because I had a vision of our guys with long beards. Most don't have a lot of hair. They're clean shaven on the top. They look like farmer overall for the uniform of the day or something.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. I told them as long as they're neatly trimmed and they look sharp, I'm okay with that.
All right, great effort, Tom, and I'm glad you all are participating.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, well, shall we go on to resolutions? And number one is authorizing the purchase of a police vehicle from state contract number 17-Fleet-00758 with Municipal Equipment Enterprises, MTE, not to exceed $53,999.89. That's a needed replacement vehicle. We've got some subsequent items that will equip this vehicle, mind you, for a total of about 75, but that's the base price for a well-fitted out Oh, gosh. Thomas at a Tahoe?
Yes. Yes. Tahoe.
Any comments? Do I have a motion in that case?
So moved, Mark.
Second.
Carla.
Councilman Strauss.
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski.
Yes.
Council President-elect.
Yes.
Mayor Hagan.
Yes. And the next item is also associated with that vehicle. It's authorizing the purchase from WatchGuard of Evidence Library 4 web software and licensing for the police department from state contract number 17-00793 with a not to exceed number of 20,000. And this gives the folks computer and lots of ability to look up license plates and that kind of thing. Any comments or concerns? All right. Well, in that case, I'll make the motion.
Second, Mark.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski? Council President-elect?
Yes.
And Mayor Hagan?
Yes. Thank you. Next item is also for the police department. It's authorizing the purchase of software upgrade, training, and maintenance for the police department with Enforce, and that's a not to exceed of $20,000. And as I understand this, Lieutenant, this is software that's required to keep track of evidence and that sort of thing.
Yeah, storage of our all our car cameras and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All goes to our drive.
All right. No discussion, then could I have a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Tom.
Second.
Second, Mark.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President-elect?
Yes.
Mayor Hagan?
Yes. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next item is an increase. It's authorizing the purchase of cleaning supplies with E.A. Morrison Company from New Jersey from ESCNJ Co-op, number 65MCESCCPS, so not to exceed the $12,000. As you might expect with the onset of the pandemic, we're using a lot more cleaning supplies in an effort to keep down any transmission associated with this virus.
I'll make the motion.
All right. I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Hagan?
Yes. Next one, next one is for DPW. There's two items here, both coming out of our capital. What would I call it, Brian? The capital account.
It's the capital fund, yeah. Yep.
There you go. No bonding on these. It's authorizing the purchase of a chassis cab for DPW from Campbell Freightliner LLC through ESCNJ Co-op number 17/18.30-30, contract number 65MCESCCPS with a not to exceed of $87,603. That gets you the body, the engine, and the tires. So.
And just an item to note for the rest of council, DPW's had to take two dump trucks out of service, so this is much needed. Hopefully they get it with enough time. We're going to hopefully purchase another one next year early.
Yeah, they've been running, sometimes you can see holes in the frame, for heaven's sake.
So yeah. I think at least one of them, if not both, were first acquired in the 1990s, in the late 1990s. So they got some age on them.
Yeah, and, that's pre the more strict DEP regulations that require a lot of downtime. You use the thing for 4 hours, then you got to hook it up to this gizmo that burns off carbon from the catalytic converter for 8 hours. So the new trucks don't have that, so they're going to be much more useful. So with that, any discussion? Well, I'll make the motion to start.
Second.
Thank you, Mark.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Millay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. All right. The next resolution is the other half of the truck. It totals about $150,000 on the button. Authorizing the purchase and installation of a dump body, central hydraulics, plow hitch, and accessories for the DPW from Reed Systems Limited through Sourcewell Co-op contract number 080018BC and contract number 080818EEQ with a not to exceed of $62,000, just a scooch less than $400.
Since it seems rather silly to buy just the chassis, I'll move the resolution.
Second.
Okay, thank you, Mark.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes, thank you. Next, we want to authorize the purchase of rock salt from the DPW, from Morton Salt through the Hunterdon County Purchasing Co-op number 51-8C CPS for 2020-21 with a not to exceed of $60,000. Looking at the pricing, that's right around 1,200 tons. We use a little bit more than that in many winters, but last winter was so light we've got leftovers. So hopefully that'll do us for both years.
May we not have to use any of it.
Oh, amen to that. Questions, comments? All right, can I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you, Mark.
Second. Oh, John got it.
Okay.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yeah.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Next up is authorizing the purchase of turnout gear from Firefighter 1 through state contract number 17-fleet-00811, not to exceed $21,737. This will buy 5 sets of turnout gear out of 10 that the fire department would like to have purchased. So these replace some very, very old sets that the guys have. And hopefully next year we can the new mayor can get the rest of them.
Yeah, well, and I think there are more sets than that need replacing, and hopefully we'll be able to start to, with the capital fund being funded a bit, establish a little bit of a program to do this on a more routine basis.
There you go. Any discussion? Well, can I have a motion, please?
Someone
make a motion.
Oh, Tom got it. I'll second.
All right.
Councilman Strauss?
Abstain.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Absolutely, yes. Next item is amending Chris Sorrentino's hours as fire inspector, moving them up to 24 hours a week. I understand there is a lot of action, buying and selling, mostly buying houses these days, and Chris would have to work more hours as a result. The happy thing is he works more hours, but we collect more revenue, so it's at least a break even.
Yeah, and I did a little bit of a review with our fire marshal, Steve Mill, and it's a very worthwhile program from what we can as far as the cost paying for itself, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, it protects the public, and as importantly, it protects the firemen.
Exactly. And they're available to help out with the fire department as well. So it's a win-win-win.
Yeah. And, okay, it's quiet, so could I have a resolution?
I'll make a motion.
Excuse me.
I'll make the motion, yep.
I'll second that.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Councilman Strauss?
Abstain.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes. And next item is to approve a liquor license renewal at the Round Valley Inn. I think most people know the gentleman that owned the place for many, many years passed on suddenly a month or so back. And Carla, you know more about the circumstances here in terms of, you know, explaining why that license should be renewed.
Well, he didn't renew it when we did the first round of approvals. So his wife, who's the executor of the will, is renewing it so she could sell the building and the liquor license as one. So if anybody's looking for a liquor license and a place to open something,
yep,
it will be available.
Okay, well, thank you.
And they're in compliance with everything that's required. So
yes, they're in compliance, yep.
Okay, any discussion?
What do you mean by they're in compliance?
There are
state.
Go ahead, Carl.
Oh no, you know, we had a widow and I filled out new forms because everything was in his name. So I had to send the forms to the ABC. They approved it and told me I could go and have the resolution approved. So
okay,
now
so
they will get their liquor license certificate.
Okay, so in compliance means it's legitimately in her.
So they're in compliance with all the regulations of the state,
yep,
requires.
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Well, then, can I have a motion? I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. Thank you again. And the last resolution is authorizing an application to the county, Hunterdon County Chosen Freeholders for the municipal grant program. This is if I recall, it's a $50,000 set aside the freeholders did, and that's to help communities offset some, at least, of the COVID expenses. And it'll be apportioned by those who apply by population. So it's not a gigantic hunk of money, but it's not insignificant either.
Every little bit helps. I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
Mayor, before you go on, we did skip authorizing the purchase from Stalker of a DSR-2 antenna radar.
Oh, I missed that. I'm sorry, Carla, we had so many, they ran together.
I know.
That's the third bullet point. Thank you for catching that. And this is authorizing the purchase from Stalker of a DSR-2 antenna radar from state contract for the police department. It's contract also for the police car, contract number 17-FLEET-00726 for the not to exceed of $3,000. Kind of just an observation. There's also a company by the name of Stalker that makes radar detectors, so I'm assuming it's the same company. So they make money at both ends of this technology. So anyway, any questions or discussion?
None.
All right. Could I have a motion, please?
Sure. Mark.
Tom will second it.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Okay. Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malay?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
Now on to the ordinance.
All right. This is an ordinance that relates to the master plan reexamination and update that was done, earlier this year by the planning board, and which was sent to council. I think it was the August 4th meeting, August 8th meeting, but it was the August council meeting for informational purposes. And this particular ordinance would take care of a number of the items that were suggested in the master plan. The biggest change would be to combine zones on Route 22, their commercial and the research office and manufacturing zone, into kind of a combination, you know, Comron or whatever you'd like to call it zone, that would allow those uses to be really approvable on any lot there. It would also erase an oddball zone that Old Mountain Farms, the Harold from Dobbs, enjoys on 125 or so acre parcel that was going to be developed into a multi-use office, everything else kind of a development with the waste treatment plant right in the middle of it, right at the eastern edge of Route 22. He enjoys, that lot enjoys basically the same zoning. And I would also mention that this type of zoning is enjoyed in Reddington in their B district, also on Route 22. We also defined for the first time warehouse and distribution as a use, as uses. And we also explicitly prohibit them in this zone along Route 22. They are passively or implicitly not approvable uses in the town, because they're not mentioned as an approvable use or secondary use in any zone. So we felt the interest here was strong enough where we would be very forthright and explicit that we have enough traffic on that highway, and we don't need trucks coming and going and further jamming up that highway. So that's the big pieces. There is one other small bit. There was an ROM zone on the other side of Route 78, and it was to be serviced, I'm sure, by that treatment plant that never got built. So as one goes over Route 78 on Blossom Hill, there are three lots immediately to the right. Two are owned by the Hyonises, and one is owned by an LLC. They're zoned ROM. They're surrounded by four-acre residential. Since there will never be utilities there, it's they're reverting to a four-acre residential zone, which you know, comports very well with the surrounding lots. So we think that's a good thing. The public hearing on this is going to be on October 28th at our next council meeting. So that's the background for this. If you like, study up, and Tom Burns, our planner, will be with us at that meeting. And I see Bill Glazer is on board. He's the chair of the ordinance subcommittee of the planning board. Bill, if I missed anything or you've got any comments, please chime in.
No, I think those are great summary, John. Just a matter of process. After council passes, does it go to the planning board for consistency, or does it come back before? I forget the process.
After tonight goes to the next session of the planning board.
That's right. We'll review it as a board.
In this case, I don't want to call it silly, but doing this because of the master plan, but then it goes back to the planning board so they can opine as to whether this zone is
consistent
performance to the master plan or not. And I have a feeling they'll probably agree that it is not inconsistent with
it. Given that it comes from the master plan reexamination, it does handle about half a dozen items from that. So it's a good ordinance.
What do we have, about 13?
Oh, gosh, I'd have to count. I'd have to open the file. But, yeah, it's something like 13 or 14 recommendations. So we're going to knock off a few. Some are very complicated and will take a lot more time.
We're going to, just as general information, we're going to we're going to have a little work session at the next planning board meeting, because another sort of major undertaking, if you will, is a good look at Route 31, probably into two sections, where we have on the southern side, there are no utilities. On the northern side, from about the Chevy Honda dealer north, there are utilities in the ground. So, and it is just a mishmash of, you know, four houses in this zone, you know, one lot in this one. And so we're really, really going to look at it and see if we can match up the zoning with, you know, the kind of development we'd like to see on some sort of uniform basis on the highway. That'll take a little bit more work. This one is pretty easy, actually, because there were only two zones in play, and the lot sizes were very similar, setbacks were close, everything else, but that highway is going to take some consideration.
Yeah.
There's more work to do. Anybody else? Okay. Well, thank you for listening. Next item is vouchers, and we're up for small ones.
We need to introduce it.
Yeah, introduce the ordinance.
Pardon me?
We've got to make a vote. Yep, and vote.
Yeah,
and
Mark,
did you have a question?
Any questions?
No.
All right. I heard some noise. So.
All right.
I think this is great. I think we absolutely need it. Looking at these roads, especially given that we're in the Highlands now and the fact that everything has changed, it's overdue. So I will make the motion to introduce.
Well, I had a big mouth, so I'll second it.
Councilman Strell?
Yes.
Councilman Kochanowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Harding?
Yes. Okay, now it's time for the vouchers, which are fairly modest this time, a million and change. Any comments, concerns?
And a big chunk of it was the road, was Tilcon, I think it was 165 or something. So.
Yeah. Money well spent.
I found very interesting the purchase of a queen bee for $35 and the winterizing of our bee honeycombs as very interesting. I didn't realize that our folks were doing that, but I think it's great.
Yeah, and a little bit of backstory. I'm almost 100% sure that is I know it is. They needed to replace the bee at the community garden, and the good news for taxpayers is that the funds used for that purchase came from the fees that the community gardeners pay into their trust fund. So
Either way,
our laws and everything, but we're just a pass through.
Actually, I can interject. I met Gary, the beekeeper. He's a corporate attorney, real estate corporate attorney, and he did mention that he bought a new queen bee.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, he gave me a tour of the bee situation or the bee, whatever you want to call it. And he also gave me a jar of honey, and it's pretty good.
Had I known, I'd have let him come take one or two of mine off of my yard in the hill.
Yeah. But what do you mean? What, beehives?
Yeah, I have some in the ground.
Yeah, those are not the kind of bees he deals with.
Nor do you want to. Those are yellow jackets, probably.
No, they're regular. They're ground bees. They're not hornets or yellow jackets. No.
Yeah. They actually make
but
honey.
They're not honeybees, though.
Oh, maybe not.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that garden seems to be doing very well, as Councilman Kochanowski knows. I forgot to mention the folks over on Beaver Avenue, Ingerman, took down a tree that we weren't quite sure was ripe for taking down, so they need to compensate the town with some. A good number of trees as a result, and probably more than could be fit on the development. So there's an overflow that we think can be planted on some township lands. And one of the ideas, and Amy Switlick is going to be the judge of this, I think, is to put a couple over by the dog runs near the garden, but not shading the garden. And perhaps a few over on Maruki near the trails where there's some rest spots. So that'll be a coming attraction next month, probably.
Right.
Right. Mayor, if I can talk to you, if you can remind me just to talk to you about that offline, as we had some trees damaged at the firehouse as a result of that development next door.
Let's do that. I thought they replaced a bunch, but I didn't count. So, give me a call or you know, however, Mark, and I'll see what I can do since, you know, they don't have to be a certain kind of tree. They could be a conifer that would be a better screen if that's where, you know, we ought to put some in.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
No, motion to pay the bills.
Yeah, I'll second.
Mark and Brian?
Brian.
Okay. Councilman Carell?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malek?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes. So, you know, before we ask for a certain motion, just let me.
We got to do public comment.
Oh, darn it. I didn't send it from me, and I didn't get that.
Well, I don't think there's really much public. I'm gonna throw it out there and just say he or she who speaks first, and anybody wishes to say anything, go for it. We're going to do our usual 3-minute limit, but going once, going twice. Jane, if you have any questions, you can follow up after. I know you're from the press. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. I'll probably give you a call if I have any questions when I go over it. Thank you.
Yep. All right, John.
All right, Mark, let me do one thing very quickly. I will send you that note on the trees and see what you think, and then we can talk.
Sure.
Okay. All right, now it's time for that motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
Councilman Strauss?
Yes.
Councilman Kaczynowski?
Yes.
Council President Malloy?
Yes.
And Mayor Higgins?
Yes.
And that's it.
All right. Stop the recording.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Everyone, have a good night,
everybody.
Good night.